Number 53, 5M equals movement. 5N equals movement. It is simply the observation that all movement down through history seem to have five elements present every time. First, there is a man or a woman, the leader. Ask yourself, who, if you want to develop a movement, I'm not talking about an organization or a local church, a movement where people are ready to give their life to something more than just an organization. There'll be a man, the prime mover. There'll be a founder, a father, a mother, the personality of the movement. You don't find movements without people. There are people who lead movements. There's a man in the forefront. Second, there's a mission. You need to be able to state your mission with clarity, with simplicity. People will either say, you know what that movement is about. It's about whatever. And have that simple statement of the mission of that movement. Third, there needs to be a model. Every movement needs to be able to look to someone, some group, not a person model, that's the man, but some group who's doing. If you're going to have an evangelistic movement in your church, you need another church who's already done it, who already is doing evangelism, that your people look to and say, we want to do that here. The model is something to copy, somewhere where what you want to happen here has happened somewhere else. That model may be way back in history. Maybe it's the New Testament church. Maybe it is some church down through history or someone far removed from you geographically, and you keep holding up the model to your people as they begin to say, this is what we want to be like here. Fourth, you need a meeting. Man, mission, model, meeting. No movement exists without having a meeting of the people. Somehow you have to have a gathering of the people where you can regularly call them to the mission, where they can rally around the man, where you can remind them of the model. You've got to have the people gathered together somewhere. The camp meeting was the meeting of the great holiness movement back 60, 70 years ago. People went to camp meeting and they were reminded. All the sermons repeatedly would be on holiness. People would get saved after hearing a holiness sermon. The great charismatic movement that's sweeped across North America and around the world has their big charismatic conventions. These are meetings. A local church has a meeting, I suppose, in most churches it'd be the Sunday morning meeting. And somehow that meeting has to be more than just a meeting, but it needs to be a meeting where you call people to the mission of the church or mission of that movement and get them to join in and remind them of the model. And then finally, fifth, materials. Man, mission, model, meetings, materials. There is no movement without something being published. You cannot find a movement, basically, that does not have something in print. You've got to have resources. You've got to have a midweek. You've got to have something that doesn't just go out. But the materials are like the meeting. They are used to call the people back to the mission all the time, reminding them of the mission. I heard a definition of preaching one time that says preaching is constantly reminding people of what they are constantly forgetting. That's what a meeting needs to do. That's what these materials need to do in a movement. Constantly remind people of the mission and the model of what we're about because they are constantly forgetting it. I hope, it's a burden on my heart, that we won't just have an organization. We don't just have a church, or that we will have a movement of people that are rallied around a mission, not just an organization. And because we're moving on as a movement directed by the Holy Spirit, we do far more for God than just maintain an organization.